Mishnah Yom is for Monday, the seventh day of Nisan, Tovshin, Pei, Dalet. Masechta Nazir, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. If a Nazir became Tomei by the corpse, a dead body, he cancels all the days that he's counted thus far, and he has to start again. What does he first have to do? Well, the first thing he has to do is get tohar. He has to get purified, like any person who's tamei mase, by having sprinkled upon him the waters with the ashes of the paraduma on day 3 on day 7 since he's come into contact with the tuma. After those 7 days are over, he then shaves his hair. This is known as tiglachas hatuma, the shaving of a person, of an oz that became tamei, tiglachas hatuma. And then he starts afresh the counting of the nazirus, according to the number of days that he originally took. However, what happens if he became Tomei Lameis, but it was not in the middle of his Naziris, it was on the day, the last day of his Naziris, the day that he was about to do Tiglachas Hatahara, as it's called, the official haircut or the official shaving of the hair of the body that was meant to be done on that day, but he didn't get a chance to do the haircut and bring the Kabbonis, and he became Tomei through a dead body. Din Torah, as far as the Torah is concerned, he doesn't cancel any of his Naziris. He just simply waits 7 days for the purpose of Hazar and in order to be Torah from his Tomei Mase. And then he does the Klachas Hatahara. That's Min HaTorah. Our Mishnah, however, deals with a Nazir Stam, a Nazir that means, by default, it's only a 30-day period, and he became Tomei on day 30. Now, we've already learned that if a person makes a Nazirus Stam, it's automatically for 30 days, and if he shaved on day 30 instead of day 31, it'll do, it'll be okay, b'di avot. And therefore, here we have a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim about a person who took on a Nazirus Stam, he took it, which we define as being 30 days, and he became Tomei on the 30th day since his Nazirus, since he took on declaring being an Ozzy. Misha Maharini Nazir, if a person said, he took upon himself, I want to be a Nazir, which is minimum of 30 days, Nitzma Yom Shloshim, and if he became Tomei by a dead body, contacting a dead body, on the day 30, since his Nazirus, Soiser Esakoel, says the Chachamim, he will be uncancelling all the days that he's counted thus far for his Nazirus, and he'll have to wait 7 days for his Tara to complete, to get sprinkled in the ashes on the day 3 and 7. And then he shaves, brings what's called Kabbonis of Tuma. There's a special set of Kabbonis Nazir brings upon becoming Tomei with the Tuma Mase. And then he goes and starts counting his Nazirus afresh. Now, that's what he has to do. If he would have shaved already and brought his Kabbonis on day 30 before he became Tomei, then he would not have cancelled the 30 days of his Nazirus. We would say, he's Yotze, he's already gone that far, he's already up to the day 30, he's already done his Kabbonis, and he's done the shaving. Now, if he became Tomei, it would not be a problem. But here, he became Tomei before they brought the Kabbonis. So his Nazirus has not yet officially ended. That's a problem. That's why now it cancels. His Tumah now, if he came into contact with the dead body, it'll cancel everything, all the days he's done until now, and he'll have to start afresh. Rabbi Eliezer, right? Rabbi Eliezer argues. He says, Einoi soiser elo shiva. It'll only cancel 7 days. What does that mean? It means that even though he became Tomei before he brought his Kabbonis, it will not cancel any of his Nazirus whatsoever. He simply waits 7 days to become Tohar because of, as we said before, and have sprinkled upon him the ash with the Maim Chaim. And then afterwards he does Tiglachas Hatara. He does the purity, the shaving of purity, which means he will shave, bring his Kabbonis like any Nazir who finished off his Nazirus in the state of Tara. Why? Because since had he shaved all his hair and had he brought his Kabbonis on this day, on day 30, he would have been Yotzer because a Mitzvah Seim Kulei part of the day is like the whole day. So therefore, we look at it and we say it's as if he was tamei after he has brought his nazirus, finishes nazirus. And Rabbi Eliezer holds that a nazir that became tamei after he completed his nazirus, even before he brought his kabbonis, will only lose 7 days that he has to now for the purpose of the purification from tamei meis. So we have a machlokes here. Do we say that because he hasn't brought his kabbonis, it's like it being in the middle of the nazirus? Or do we say like Rabbi Eliezer that no, that even though he hasn't brought his kabbonis yet, because since it's day 30 and he could have brought his kabbonis, he would have been tar. We say even now he's considered all right as well. However, concludes the Mishnah, Hareini nozir shloshim yoim. If a person said, I want to be a nozir for 30 days. Now, he didn't say stam nozir, which would mean 30 days, not completely. When it gets to day 30, we can apply the principle of mixes and kula. But he said 30 days. In that case, nitmo yom shloshim, if he became tamei on day 30 of his nazirus, he loses the whole count he's done until now, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because since he was not able to bring his kabbonis on day 30, when a person makes a nazir for a specific date of 30 days, therefore we cannot apply the principle mixasayim kula, part of the day is like the whole day, because he couldn't use any of this day on day 30. Day 30 has to completely keep or observe in a full state like any of the other days. And therefore, if he became tamei, he would cancel all the days he's counted until now, according to everybody, even according to the Chachamim. Our Mishnah is going to continue on this theme about being tamei on the last day, and it's going to continue telling us about cancelling the nazirus because of tumah, in which we have a machlokes rachachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, and there are two different inyanim that they're arguing about. Number one, if the nazir became tamei on the day that he was completing his nazirus, the chachamim hold that even if it's a huge nazirus, it was a period of 10 years, it undoes, it cancels everything. He has to start off afresh. Like a nazir who became tamei right in the middle of his nazirus, the fact that it's day 30 is not going to help. Rabbi Eliezer holds that it will only undo, it will only cancel this tumah that he made, that he became defiled with the dead body, this tumah that will only soiser 30 days. That's all. Whether it's a nazirus originally for a short period, whether it's a nazirus for a long period, doesn't matter. In all cases, it's not soiser nazirus. It's not going to break his nazirus, as Rabbi Eliezer holds. And the second thing we're going to learn is that if he became tamei after the loisim in Israel, after the completion days of nazirus, where min haTorah, it's not soiser than nazirus, as we explained earlier, the Chacham hold that since he became tamei before he brought his kabbonis, it'll undo midrabbanan at least 30 days. 30 days he has to count. The rabbis would impose that upon him. Rabbi Eliezer holds no. He's again only going to be so. He's only going to lose the 7 days for the purification from the dead body that he required. Like a nazir stam who became tamei on the day 30, as we explained it before. Says the Mishnah. Person who says Hareini nozir meya, Mishnah Dal. The person says, I want to be a nozir for 30 days, for 100 days, meyam 100 days. Now, when he says a number 100, automatically that means you cannot apply the principle of mixasim kikulai. He's not going to be fit to shave and his hair and bring kabbonis on day 100. He has to wait for day 101 before he can bring the kabbonis. And therefore, says the Mishnah, nitma yoimeya, what happens if the fellow became tamei, this nazir for this 100-day nazir became tamei on the 100th day, but before he met on the day bringing his kabbonis of the nazirus, in such a case, soiser hakol, he will lose everything, all the 100 days that he's counted until now, and he'll have to wait 7 days for his tara. shave, bring his kabbonis, and then start afresh counting the days of his nazirus. The chachamim go according to their shita, their opinion, that a nazir that became tamei on the last day of his nazirus, it's as if he was tamei in the middle of his nazirus. Being the last day doesn't help. Rabbi Yezer says no. It'll only undo, it'll only cancel 30 days. Since he became tamei on the 30th day, on the 100th day, on the day that he completed his nazirus, it's not going to undo everything. And he does any, but he's supposed to count at least 30 days. Why 30 days? Why count anything? And 30 days, Rabbi Eliezer says, the Gemara explains, Rabbi Eliezer has a pasuk that says, Zois tia teres ha-nazir b'yoim, b'yoim b'lois menazir. This shall be the law of nazir on the day that he completes his nazirus. The Torah said, from here we learn, he's tamei on the last day, on the day of melois. And therefore, he'll be treated like a nazir, like a nazirus stam, which is stam nazirus, which by default is 30 days. That's all. 30 days, no more. Nitmo yomei ve'echad. What happens if he became tamei after day 101, after the completion of the yomei nazirus, on the day that he's meant to bring, on the day that he's meant to shave and bring his kabbonis, and he now became tamei through a dead body, just before he was got a chance to do the haircut and to shave his hair. So shloshim yom, he will lose only 30 days. Just 30 days. Chachamim made gzeira on a nazir that became tamei on day 101 because of day 100. But they were not so machmir on day 101 to be soser everything, like the din of a person who became tamei on day 100. They didn't want to go so strict. But they said, listen, he's soiser, he undoes or cancels nazirus up to a period of 30 days. That's all. They didn't want to go so far. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ein soiser l'sheva. Rabbi Eliezer says, no. He says, since on that day would have been able to bring his kabbonis, it would have been able to. He's not soiser his nazirus at all. He doesn't cancel his nazirus question. He simply waits 7 days. For his Tara. And afterwards he can fulfill the Tiglachas HaTara. He just has a haircut that a person whose Torah would bring. It doesn't have to be like the Din Torah. And afterwards he'll be Mekayim the Tiglachas like the Din of the Torah, as we looked in the previous Mishnah with a Nazir Stam who became Tommy on day 30.